people you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast. And now, Mark Levy comments.
Well, some good news to report this morning. New South Wales Treasurer Daniel Mookey is considering a crackdown on foreign buyers of Aussie property. As reported in the Daily Telegraph, the Treasurer is weighing up the benefits of taxing foreign buyers and closing loopholes that lets temporary residents buy established property and leave the property empty. I say good on the Treasurer. This is exactly the sort of reform we need in the middle of a housing and rental crisis, because we cannot have foreign investors treating this country like their piggyback and driving up prices by leaving houses empty. Now, it may sound like a stretch, but that's exactly what is happening, and it's been happening for decades now. Now, let me explain how it works. Say a Chinese businessman has made a heap of money in Beijing or Shanghai, but he doesn't trust the Chinese banking system to protect his money from the sticky hands of the central government. The businessman is nervous that if he doesn't toe the Chinese Communist Party's line, they may confiscate his money, leaving him and his family high and dry. So what does he do? Well, the Chinese businessman uses several known loopholes to buy Aussie houses, and he just leaves them empty while he continues his business in China. You can't blame him, can you? It's a great investment. Aussie property keeps going up in value. It's not a risky investment like investing in businesses, commodities or stocks. Aussie property can't be taken away by the Chinese Communist Party, and it can't be taken away by the Australian government either. It's a perfectly safe place for someone to park their money. And the only loser is the Australian people, because houses that could be on the market are bought up and left empty. By the way, this is not an outlier scenario, it's widespread. I've got the numbers here in front of me. Liberal Party Defence and National Security Policy Chair Lincoln Parker says Chinese property owners in Australia are investing in residential real estate to the tune of $3.4 billion a year. I'll say it for you again, $3.4 billion a year. That equates to about $65 million every single week. According to the latest data, there are 1 million empty houses in this country. That's 10% of the country's entire housing stock empty. There's your fix to the housing supply problem right there. And in the final quarter of last year, foreign buyers accounted for 11% of buyers of newly built homes. That's the fifth straight quarterly rise in overseas buyers, and it's the highest proportion of foreign buyers since 2017. This is why our mates across the Pacific in Canada took action 7 years ago. They were facing similar issues. And then Canada's largest state, Ontario, forced foreign investors to pay 25% in tax on top of the property price purchase. The policy has been so successful that other Canadian states are now looking to introduce it. So there's no doubt it works, and there's no doubt New South Wales Treasurer Daniel Mookey gets it. He says we want overseas investors to help us build more homes and pay their fair share towards that goal. And he says he wants to be confident that foreign investors are helping us build new homes rather than competing for the homes we've already built. I say good on the Treasurer. The vast, vast majority of people in New South Wales, I think, support this. So let's get the job done. And I was thinking this morning that the other thing it might do is allow Australians, you and me, to enter the property market. How many times have you seen locals outbid by foreign buyers? It happened when I was in the market for a property in Sydney. They'd swoop, pay massive overs, and then blow you out of the water. Now, we're quick to criticise politicians, but in my view, I think Daniel Mookey is on a winner.